So let's review. We had mentioned on the previous daf that the date of Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is the date which is Koveya L'Maiser, that produce from the previous year cannot be used to take off Maiser on produce grown after Rosh Hashanah. The previous Gemara had added that the produce from before Rosh Hashanah must have grown at least a third of its regular size before Rosh Chodesh Tishrei in order to be considered produce from the previous year. This was proven from a pasuk, Miketz Sheva Shanim, B'moyed Shnas HaShmita B'chag HaSukkos. The Gemara had asked, Shnas HaShmita Ma'avidate B'chag HaSukkos Shminisi. How could the pasuk be referring to the holiday of Sukkos as Shnas HaShmita, as Sukkos is already the 8th year of the Shmita cycle? Elalai melacha kol tvua sheviya shlish b'shvias lefnei Rosh Hashanah, atanoig b'minik shvias b'shminis. From here we learn that any crop that has already grown at least a third from before Rosh Hashanah is considered produce from the year of Shemitah, even if picked after Rosh Hashanah, the 8th year. Our Gemara now continues, Amalei Reb Zeir L'Ravasi, V'dima lo yayil klal v'kam rachmana tishomet v'teis lat chag ha-sukkos. Perhaps one is Reb Zeir, this pasuk is not addressing a case of produce ripening at all from before Rosh Hashanah, but perhaps the pasuk is coming to teach that Shemitah year in general extends until Sukkos of the following year. The Gemara rejects by explaining the pasuk V'chaga asa b'tzeis Hashanah, as referring to any crops that grew at least a third from before Rosh Hashanah, as the Chacham are able to determine the kol tvua sheniktra b'chag b'yidua sheviya shlish lefnei Rosh Hashanah. Any produce that has been harvested on Sukkos must have grown at least a third from before Rosh Hashanah, and this type of produce is called b'tzeis Hashanah, produce from the previous year. Rabbi Yirmiyahu questioned of Zeira, how the Chacham can make precise calculations as to when crops have grown a third, to which Rav Zeira answered that all the calculations of the Chachamim are such as we have found by all the shiurim, such as 40 saw of a kosher mikvah, the size of an egg in order to confer tumah, and so the like. Rav Yirmiyahu himself retracted this question and admitted this point, that the Chacham had the deep wisdom to calculate precise halachic measurements, as he proves from the very first carbon omer brought by the Bnei Yisrael upon entering Eretz Yisrael, which was brought on the 16th of Nisan. The carbon omer must be brought specifically from Jewish crops, as we learn from the pasuk Kitzirchem v'leketzir nachri. Where did the Yidden procure barley for this crop when they only entered the land on the 10th of Nisan? As the pasuk in Yeshua states, V'am alu min hayarden ba'asa l'chodesh. But rather, they must have found crops that did not grow yet a third of their full growth upon entering, and then became mature within the 6 days until the 16th of Nisan. The Gemara questions how crops can mature so quickly within such a short period of 6 days, to which the Gemara answers that Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz Tzvi. And the Gemara in Ksuvus learns, Matzvi kal baraglov mikol achayis, kach Eretz Yisrael kala levashal perasem mikol haratzis, that Eretz Yisrael has miraculous properties which allows its fruits to ripen incredibly quickly. The Gemara concludes that as Eretz Yisrael has such miraculous properties, perhaps the Yidden brought this first omer from brand new crops which they themselves planted, and they miraculously grew to maturity within these 6 days before the 16th of Nisan. Rabbi Yonasan ben Yosef cites a different pasuk, from where we learn that the concept of the growth of produce by a third as a determining factor from which year of Maaser we associate the produce with. V'asas esatvu l'shalash shanim, from where he learns al tikri l'shalash ela l'shlish, that it is the shear of a third of growth which determines the year of Maaser for the produce. The Mishnah Masechta Shviyas lists several crops whose einas maisrus, and thus to the which year they are associated with, are determined by Hashrasha, taking root rather than other criteria. The Mishnah states, Ha'orez v'hadoichin v'hapragin v'hashumshmin, rice, quinoa, poppy, and sesame, all of these types of grains, she'ashvishu lefnei Rosh Hashanah, mesasrin l'sha'avar u'mutarin b'shviyas, which took root before Rosh Hashanah, are associated with the previous year as regards to Maaser, and if this was Erev Shviyas, they're permitted on the Shemitah year, as they're not considered Shemitah produce. V'mlav asurim b'shviyas u'mesasim l'shana haba. If they did not take root before Rosh Hashanah, then they are considered Shemitah produce, and are associated with the following year as regards to separating Maaser. Rabbi explains that while other produce follow other criteria, as we have previously learned, namely, ilan basra chanata, a tree follows the period of chanata, budding, when the fruits begin sprouting. Tfu of azeis and basa shlesh, produce and olives are determined by when they have reached a third of their growth. Yerek basa lakita, vegetables are determined by when they are picked. The Mishnah attributes hashrasha to these crops as they are asuyin prachin. People roll them to eat them at different times, and there is not unified time for reaping nor for ripening. And so az l'rabbanan basa hashrasha, the chachamim picked hashrasha taking root as a determining factor for these specific grain crops. Amalei Abaya, Abaya question. If the whole problem is that these species did not ripen altogether, nor are they picked altogether, v'yitzper gerna l'toichai v'nimtze ter min ha-chadosh shabai, ala chadosh shabai, min ha-yashin shabai, ala yashin shabai, why can we not just mix all the crops together, picked even at different times, and separate meiser from the mixture, and rely on the fact that the newer crops are taking meiser from the newer crops, and the older crops will be meistering the older crops? Similar to what Rav Shimon Shazuri has taught by Pola Mitzri, Egyptian beans, where he suggested the same solution for crops which took before and after Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara answers that this suggestion only follows Rav Shimon Shazuri's opinion, as he holds Yesh Bila. We can assume that mixtures are proportionately mixed together, or the Chacham hold Ein Bila, and therefore would not agree to this suggestion of mixing crops from two separate years and mixing them together in order to separate Meiser. The Gemara concludes in the name of Shmuel that halacha k'Reb Yosi ben Kippur sh'amim rishum rishum shazuri, that halacha follows Rav Shimon Shazuri that crops may be mixed together for the purpose of separating Meiser, however not for the reason of Yesh Bila, as previously explained, but as Shmuel explains, hakol hoylech achar gemar haperi. The determining factor for these crops is gemar pri, the completion of the ripening process. Tosef explains that even by vegetables, gemar hapri is the determining factor. However, by vegetables, they are usually cut around the time of gemar pri, which is why the term lakita is used. Therefore, this that Shmuel ruled like Rav Shimon Shazuri, that crops of different years may be mixed together, is because he does not consider them crops of different years, as he goes by gemar pri, and as they were all picked after Rosh Hashanah, they are all considered chadash from the same year, regardless of when they took root. As Shmuel does not hold like the Mishnah, which the Gemara brought from Masechta Shviyos, that Hashrasha is a determining factor.